broadcasting to you from the other side, by which I mean the other side of Sheffield. This is Two Men and a Ghost.
Right, we're here in Sheffield as usual. This is our third podcast revisiting old haunts.
It is.
Where we, because when we were originally Two Men and a Ghost, that was about 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
The thing is, Mike, just as I was about to hit record, you gave me two polos, so my mouth. I don't know if you're trying to scupper this whole thing.
Yeah, it's like two Mistrums floating around
your
mouth, you know.
Yeah, that's right, we are the Mistrum. This is not Captain Scarlet, this is Two Men and a Ghost. And the first of our revisits, this is number three, was about a monk. The second of our revisits was about a girl or a lady.
Indeed.
And today we're combining both. We've got a monk and a lady.
Oh, yes. Well, two for the price of one.
I know. Don't ask for your money back.
Absolutely. See, the joy of this situation is that, you get two for the price of one. You know, you don't have to be in that situation where we end up with a monk and you think, I really could have been better off if it had chosen the young girl.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know, I'm sure this sounds dreadful the way I'm saying it.
Well, you know, next one, we're going to do a monk that dressed as a young girl.
Why not? Or perhaps a girl who likes to dress as a monk?
We'll do all of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's endless, isn't it?
I know.
Wow.
I don't know whether to suck these or crunch them.
Yeah. Are we still talking about the monks?
No, the polos.
Sorry.
You see, I'm from the south, and I want to call this Bow Chief Abbey, but it's not. It's Bee Chief Abbey.
That's right, Bee Chief Abbey. It's a wonderful place. Forgive the crunching.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
They're very nice. Do they still do the boiled sweet crunchies?
I don't know, but I remember as a boy.
Not crunchies, polos.
Well, I don't know, but I recall as a young lad, I used to go to a shop whereby you could buy a packet which consisted of just the centres.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, when I worked in America, in an office, people used to bring in donut holes.
You know,
they were really good.
I could really go further with this, but it would be obscene.
No, I don't want to know.
No, and I'm not even going to go further. We'll be blacklisted, so I'm not even going to go there.
But it's a summer evening. My memory is
beautiful.
The last time we came here, I can actually see the thing.
I know.
It
was pitch black last time, wasn't it?
What happened was we started doing some YouTube videos.
Yes.
There might still be the YouTube video up of when we were last here.
Yes. And it's just pitch black.
Well, yeah, the trouble is we'd forgotten that it was winter, and by the time we trolled up, it was pitch black. So we've done the worst YouTube video ever. You can hear us tripping over things, but you can't actually see anything. But for those who haven't seen the video, what actually happened here? It's an interesting story, isn't it?
First of all, when you come over here, you find Beachy Fabry is an absolutely beautiful place that was built back in 1175. Yeah. And at present, it's surrounded by a golf course. So if people are really into golf, I personally am not, but if you're really heavily into golf, it's a place to come to.
And we've seen lots of people walking their dogs.
Absolutely.
Well, one of them tried to bite my finger off too.
And we also saw a cyclist being dragged by a dog.
Yeah, we did. There was this tiny little pooch on a rope pulling a cyclist.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. This place goes back a long way. We're talking 1175.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It really, really is.
So before I was born?
Oh, just by a couple of months at least. It was a guy, I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce this correctly, called Robert Fitz Ranulph de Alfreton.
Oh.
So, Fritz to his friends.
The christening must have taken a long time.
I know. But this guy had quite an important job, quite an important position. Robert was the High Sheriff of Nottingham and also Derbyshire.
Right.
So his time was taken up by a lot of whatever High Sheriffs to do. But the background to him is interesting in that it's believed, whether it's proven, I don't know, but it is believed that he was involved in some way regarding the death of Thomas Becket back in 1170.
Famous.
So, because as you know, he, the guy was murdered by four knights, and I suppose when a death took place there, it was every fortnight.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry about that. I couldn't resist that. So, boom, boom. ta-da. So, sorry, I really couldn't resist.
Oh, you're not going for some more polo?
No. I won't ever do that. What I've managed to
do is... Oh, it's your sound machine.
I've got a load of people who have walked in behind us.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, come on, John, sit around here.
It's a bunch of Japanese tourists with cameras.
Thank you. Extremely good. Thank you. Right. Oh, God, that chap over there don't look too good, actually.
Yeah.
Are you all right? I'm practicing. Oh, no.
Gosh.
Oh, grief.
Good job I've got spare trousers at home.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, what happened was that it was kind of proven that... it was kind of proven
that... What sort of polos have you been?
that he was involved in some manner to this, and he wished to kind of redeem himself. Absolutely.
You know what that reminds me of? Terry Jones on Monty Python. Was it the naked organist?
Oh, yes. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. So what he did was, he must have been very rich, and he put a lot of money towards the Holy Order that lived here, or was in this vicinity, and obviously created this building, which, as I say, is absolutely beautiful. We'll have a little wonder.
So he built this out of guilt. Out of playing some part in the murder of Thomas Becket.
It is alleged that is so.
So he wanted to support the church in some way.
He did. I mean, I suppose whether it was not seen as guilt, or whether it was his way of to redeem himself, maybe it reached a point in his life that, you know, he realised what he'd done was obviously wrong.
Yeah.
And
we're walking around the back of the abbey now, aren't we?
We are indeed. Yeah. There's a few graves.
Yeah.
But then, as I look round, would you like to come closer? You can do. Okay, just
there
we go. Thank you. Okay, don't get overexcited. Thank you very much. Anyway, we'll now show you the back of the abbey.
That's one of the Japanese tourists with
his
drum set.
Thank you. It's embarrassing. I wish somebody would deal with him. Now, regarding it, one of the things that Too Many Ghosts obviously are famous for, or not, is...
Are we famous?
Well, one or two people have heard
of
us.
Yeah, I've heard of me.
I've heard of me. That's two of us.
There we go.
Well... We're really always chasing after that which cannot be found.
Yes.
And when we mentioned right at the beginning of this regarding...
We go in search of that which does not exist.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, just put the money over there. It's okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
We've got a little portable shop that we like to
catch merchandise.
It on.
Two Men and a Ghost jigsaws.
Absolutely.
Two Men and a Ghost frogs.
Sorry, that was really funny. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, about the monk.
You've got more.
Yeah, it is alleged that... Now, whether or not there is some sort of, like, place that you can rent a ghostly monk, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's obviously Stocksbridge as a monk.
Yeah, the mad monk is
Stocksbridge. Seemingly, it has often been said that sighted here is this ghostly figure of this monk.
Yeah.
Equally... To add to the interest.
This is where we get to the lady or the girl. Or
absolutely.
Uh-oh!
Well, shut up. Also, there is apparently, and has often been cited, of this beautiful young lady in white.
Ooh,
Lady
in white.
Do you think we bombed then? Oh dear. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Again, this figure has often been seen.
Wow.
I have no idea what her background is or how she links to all this. The one thing we can say that we can see, because, if the people could just move a little bit closer, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they're all taking photographs.
Thank you. Extremely good. Thank you. Right before us...
There's a mound, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's very big, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's covered in grass.
Yeah.
And it looks very old.
Yeah.
Now, there is a legend, something to do with a large mutant mole.
Right.
And apparently, going back many, many years ago, that there was kind of like a rumbling under the ground.
Yeah.
And some people did vanish, but apparently just the back of a mole was seen, but it was so big, nobody dared go near it, and it shot under the ground, and the remainder... Oh, you hear that?
I don't know if you can pick that up. We've just had a geese quacking or something.
Ah, interesting. Thank you.
Right, so listeners, we have a competition.
Yes.
Which part of Mike's research is obviously made up?
Well...
It's not clear, is it? So which bit of that did you just completely make up?
The shop. Do you want me to shut the shop?
All right, yeah.
No more.
Yeah, we've run out of 2 men and it goes yo-yo.
Yes, and postcards. No more postcards.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, mate. Which part is
Yeah,
truth?
Which part of your research just now is completely and utterly made up?
Stupid. I would say... Well, wouldn't you say about the monk? What would you say? I mean...
Lady in white?
That sounds... Now, that actually sounds more feasible.
Because a giant mutant mole...
Yes.
That's obviously true.
Why not? It could be... I mean, in New York, there's... I talk about these alligators in the sewer.
Oh, that was... What's the story? That someone flushed a baby alligator down the loo?
That's right. Yes, they did.
And that's an archive recording.
Absolutely. And then...
It sounds like a load of crock to me.
Oh, sorry about that. Oops. Oh, I think we've been moved on.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, Ossifer. I think we've been moved on.
Right.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed your time with us
Well,
today.
I hope that was informative and educational. Have you got any more polos?
Yes, I've got one or two. I took them out of the shop before we could sell them.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for listening to part 3. Part 4 will be even worse.
Broadcasting to you from the other side. By which I mean... the other side of Sheffield. This is 2 men and a ghost.